Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 18 September 2023, Monday night again already. And tonight's going to be a program where I'm just going to talk to you a while, if you don't mind. And if you want to call tonight and share your thoughts, you're welcome to. This call tonight will not count against any of the calls the rest of the week. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Daniel Brigman on discussing the food shortages and the prices on food are going through the roof. Then we're going to have Dr. Mark Richards on talking about a book he wrote entitled Nobody Wants You Healthy. And we're going to find out why. And I think most of us already know most of that answer. But anyway, tonight, you and I for a while, and I definitely want you to please feel free to call and share your thoughts with us. And I mean that. We're going to share things with you, and I want you to feel free to share what's on your mind and heart and what you think you need to share. But tonight I just want to talk to you about a different thing. Before I do that, though, I want to thank all of you for your well wishes, your cards, and all that you've done for us for so long. Your birthday cards, you sent a bunch of them to me. Some of you put notes inside them. Makes me feel like maybe by the grace of God, we're doing something good to glorify God and edify you folks. And folks, that means a lot to me. That's why I'm on the air. You know, I mean, so with all sincerity, this coming March will be 31 years. That's a lot of radio time. That's a lot of talk. That's a lot of sharing. And I have to be honest, I haven't seen this nation slow down a bit in the way of damnation since I've been on radio. By the grace of God, I've seen individuals' lives turned around. I've seen Christians and non-Christians both, non-Christians that understand who Christ is, and Christians that understand the truth and must share with others. But as far as the nation goes, we haven't done a lot, and I say we, I don't just mean me, I mean everybody. We haven't done a lot to slow this damn nation of America down because, in all honesty, we haven't done much in the way of repenting. Mm-hmm. Without repentance, folks, there is no salvation, individuals or nations. And it just hasn't happened. If anything, we become more arrogant, set in our ways, and more determined to do evil. If anything, that's what's happened to us. We become much worse than we were before. And I realize that's not pleasant to say, but it is what it is. But thank you for your cards, and I do mean that. And I'll ask you, I want to thank you, and I mentioned this past Saturday in Bible study. My son Patrick had to have a colostomy done, a scope inside. He's having some problems, and the doctor wasn't sure, but maybe something very serious. Well, by the grace of God, it wasn't as serious, nearly as serious as they thought it could be. They can help him with his problems. So thank you for your prayers, my son Patrick. He's my youngest son, 45 years old, and a pretty good young man. And do keep Crystal's daddy, John, in your prayers. Johnny is losing ground every day. Physically, he's losing ground. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how else to put it. But keep John in your prayers and the whole family in your prayers that they can work together and get through this. It doesn't look well for Johnny at all. And Judy, his wife, is really getting wore down. And she's been such a faithful trooper to stick with him all the time and all the way. And so is Crystal and the rest of the family. But keep all them in prayers, please, all right? And okay, we're putting a special on our books, the books I've written for the rest of this month. All six of them. And there are three in one volume, you know that. All six of them for $42.95. Folks, that does cover postage and handling and a couple dollars over the cost of books. Let me just tell you, quite honest with you. Printing is not cheap. It is not cheap. And goes up every day, as everything else is. Now, I want to thank Gary Roby out of Arizona for sending me a copy of the book. We needed a fresh copy of Above the Trumpet and Zion. We got it, and thank you, Gary, so much for that. But they're available, folks. I want you to have them for yourself and perhaps for your family. I think they're worth reading. They're not big books. They're not written in big words or big long terms and hard definitions. They're written in plain language, biblical language, historical language that anybody can understand. And I want y'all to feel free to please get them for you and your family. They will make great gifts in my mind. Anybody who's hungering for the truth of God, not because I'm such a wise individual. Don't take it that way at all. But if you buy the books and don't like them, you send them back. We'll send the money back to you. But I think your friends and family would enjoy reading those books because, again, they're written on a level that I can understand. And if I can, no, you can. So they're available. I'll call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now, I want to just, like I said, I want to chat with you one night. I want to just talk to you like we're sitting on the front porch, on the back deck, whatever. I want to just talk to you while we're listening to the cows, watch the cows graze in the field and listen to one of them moo once in a while. I just want to share with you while you drink a glass of iced tea with me or whatever you want to have, maybe a cup of coffee or whatever, and just talk a little while. And I want your input, too. So we're going to the phone lines up almost immediately. If you want to call and add anything, you're welcome to. At 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, I'm saying this very humbly before God. I was never given, and that I could tell, any spatial revelation as far as biblical understanding goes. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of preacher. That's what I am. I'm not into prophecy. Jonathan Kahn can tell you, rattle facts off you about the Bible and history and tie it all together in ways that, on dates, write down specific dates. This book, again, I mentioned many times in the past, The Return of the Gods, probably one of the best books. Now, I know probably about one of the best books I've read in my life on prophecy and what's happened. You got a new one now, too. I'm going to try to get him on the air and interview him as soon as possible about that one also. But I wasn't given that gift. I was given a gift of going down to just get down to the scriptures and just get into the meat, potatoes, and the basics and try to bring it out where everybody can understand it to make it simple enough that we can live by it because it's not hard to understand. I've been given a great insight on prophecy as far as all the nuances in prophecy and tying all together. I wasn't. I've given the gift in prophecy in the sense that I can take current events and tie them in the scripture. That's why I call myself a New Testament prophet. Not because I'm going to prophesy the future like Jeremiah or Ezekiel or any of the rest of them. I just tell you to look at what's happening in current events, look at the Bible, and see where we are in time. And that'll give us an idea, folks, how much time we have left to pull things together before it's too late. And I'm not setting dates. I would never do that. I would never do that. But I don't think I need to tell you all that we're getting in some very, very dangerous territory in so many different directions. Not just in the moral collapse of society, not just in that alone. And the fact that Christians are starting to persecute this country for everything they say and even sometimes even what they think. That started. And it's going to get a hell of a lot worse in the very near future for Christians. We're going to see things morally erupt and corrupt to the point that we're going to see bloodshed start over this. And I don't mean to say that to make anybody feel bad, but folks, we're going to go to civil war one day, And it's not going to be North and South and states' rights versus federal rights or whatever. It's going to be divided into 10 or 15, 20 different factions fighting over different issues. It's going to be chaos like this nation never saw before. And while we're weakened to that point is when Revelation 18 will come to fruition, I do believe with all my heart. Now, why am I saying this to you? I'm saying it because I want to share with you what's on my mind and heart tonight in a manner that it's not hard to understand. I've read so many different prophecies and people saying that, well, some are preterist and some are futurist and some are this and some are that and some. Listen, I don't know about all that, and I can't get into all that. I'm not going to debate certain points of certain people because I don't have the answers, but some of them I do have. I'm not here tonight pointing fingers at any certain group. I know we're told in Revelation twice to beware of the false Jews. I understand too about the evil of the Catholic hierarchy. It's like I do with the Protestant hierarchy. They're all in bed together to bring us into the New World Order Church. And they're all vying for control. I do know that we're going into times when prophecy could not be fulfilled like it is now. Even 20 years ago, we'll see it come together so quickly. We've seen all the circumstances come together to get us under their control, under their thumb, even more than we already are. We know that the UAW is on strike now. And they're saying it's going to hurt the production of electric cars. They won't switch over to electric cars. I don't want an electric car. I don't think most of you all do either. I don't want one. We've already seen states, I mentioned this 10, 12 years ago, in a Bible study, that one day you'll be taxed by the mile, not by the gallon. And why would that be? Even back then, folks, I could see it happening because people were buying more fuel-efficient cars. So therefore, the states and the Fed weren't getting as much tax money, so they're going to start taxing by the mile. Well, now that they're going to electric cars, does it make more sense why they would tax by the mile? Not to mention the excise tax you're going to put on your electric bill once you start charging your cars. If you can charge them with today's infrastructure with electricity. But Michigan's already debating doing this. Other states have already debated and working in the direction that they're going to tax you by the miles you travel. Of course, if they can put you into a 15-minute community where you either walk or take a bicycle within 15 minutes of your house, get all your business done, you won't need a car at all. And in cities like Austin, now I wish I'd make this up, but I'm not, Austin, Texas, and I'm trying to find that one here. Austin, Texas, and I'll get in a second. Austin, Texas, and okay. I got it. I promise I do. Yeah, where did I put it? Anyway, Austin, Texas, and one of the cities in Houston City, I think maybe it's Dallas in Texas, are going by 2030. Here it is. Austin and Houston are going to go totally dairyless and meatless, they say, by 2030. That's their goal. You won't need a car. You won't be able to drive a car. You'll be allowed to buy three pieces of clothing a year. Now, I'm pretty sure how's that going to work? How are they going to bring us into that? Well, let me just see if I can help you this a little bit. Revelation 24 says a lot of things. Now, again, I'm not a prophecy teacher per se, but I want to share some thoughts that come to me. We're sitting out on the back deck right now. It's a nice evening here. It's not quite dark yet. Just nice evening. We're just chatting, okay? And the phone line's open if you want to talk to me. How are they going to do that? Well, I was just talking to our producer, Todd, probably one of the best producers ever worked for a radio broadcast, head of Global Star, obviously. And I want to thank him and Kevin Kevin Gallagher up in Connecticut, another place, for playing this program all over the world on their programs, on their internet, on their satellites. I do appreciate that. But nonetheless, he was telling me that gasoline in California, for regular gas, is like $7.29 a gallon, and goes up from there. And folks, it's coming to that across the country. It's already $100 a barrel. $99.99 a day. Once the price of gasoline gets so high that you can't afford a gallon of gasoline, electric cars are going to seem more attractive. so that they don't just say, all right, we're going to take your gas cars, we're going to make it electric. They don't do that. Most people would fall right in line anyway. You know what cowards Americans are as a whole. They're cowards. They're moral, corrupted cowards. Morally corrupted to the core. They sell their souls to just keep the TV set a little while longer. And the most of them will sell their souls. But there'll be an uprising if that happened. And so they're not going to do it that way. They're going to nudge you out of them. Can't afford to buy gasoline. Can't afford to go anywhere. Well, listen, we got to figure it out here. We're going to put you in a sustainable community where you have a place to live. Everything you need will be within 15 minutes where you are. And you won't need to worry about buying gasoline. You won't need to worry about buying an electric car. You can walk it or bicycle it or maybe take public transportation. You see, Satan, my friends, he is evil beyond belief, but he's not a fool in the sense that he doesn't know how to manipulate people. He's done it for thousands of years already. How do you think he's tricked all of us in the situations that we trusted him longer than I've been alive? How do you think he tricked us in the Social Security system? How do you think Satan and his minions tricked us in the HUD, Medicaid, Medicare? How do you think he tricked us into trusting man, Jeremiah 17:5? How do you think he tricked us into that? He didn't do it in one fell swoop and say, all right, we're going to do this now. You're going to have to do it. You have no choice. No, he doesn't do that. No more than he made Eve taste the apple or the fruit. He didn't make her. He persuaded her. And she persuaded Adam. He's persuaded us in this country, in this world, but I live in America. He's persuaded us ever since the Constitution was ratified and put out before the people. It started king almost immediately because Satan persuaded people to take advantage of their liberties and freedoms to rip others off and gain control of other people. That's how it works. All the things he offers sound so good. And it makes so much common sense that, gee, if we can do this and get this and promise that, why wouldn't I do that? Why wouldn't I trust them to take care of me? Even though we know the Bible says don't do that, we've all done it. And I'll guarantee that 95% of the so-called believers have no idea that this was all sin. And now they're all caught up in it, up to their eyeballs. There's no getting out of it. Oh, some people have said they become sovereign. I understand what they're saying. There's no sovereign but God. But they said they got out of the system. They no longer have a Social Security number. They no longer have a driver's license number, whatever. I promise you, you might be out of the system. But that number is still attached to you. If you ever had it, you'll never get rid of it. You may deny it. You may rescind it. But I promise you got it. It's the same number. It's not going to go away to somebody else. Now, I'm not saying that you did wrong by getting out of it. Not at all. If you have done that and it's worked for you, may God bless you for that. But the majority of us don't have the knowledge or the wherewithal to do that. Even though now we know it's wrong, we're caught in a snare. Here's the situation. Now that we're caught up in that snare, and we got to have it to survive, whether it's a paycheck coming every week and when our bosses, we have to please our bosses or the corporation or lose a job, or whether it's a retirement check, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever it is, we depend on it to live and pay our bills and feed our families. So therefore, we will compromise a lot just to keep the lights on. Am I telling the truth? You know that I am. If I were not telling the truth, we would have had another revolution in this country a long time ago. If people hadn't depended on the government to feed them and the corporations to house and clothe them, they would have said, hell no, I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to do this. We're not going to tolerate this loss of freedom. We're going to fight it. We have nothing to lose. But, we do have something to lose, don't we? Our cushy homes, our nice cars, our food on the table. We have a lot to lose, don't we? That's exactly how Satan got us in this snare. They read in Matthew 24, and some people say, that's come to pass. I agree. Usually there are dual prophecies with every prophecy. Normally, the prophecies are fulfilled at least twice in Scripture. In Matthew 24, it talks about wars and rumors of wars. Yeah, it happened before Christ, before the temple destroyed the first time. It's happening again now. You said you delivered before me and before trial, before judges and authorities to be for my sake. It's happening again. It's been happening all over the world for ever since Christ left. It's happening in America now. There's so many things we see happening. Let's prophesy Matthew 24. Happened in A.D. 70 when the temple was destroyed. Christ prophesied that, and it happened right down as he's prophesied what happened. We're seeing it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll feed you on what's coming up next. And yes, the church will be here. That church will be here. The true church will be here when all this happens. So we have to understand that we have to be careful what we see and try to claim. I know that, especially the Seventh-day Adventists, I'm not throwing stones at them. I'm really not. I also believe in the Sabbath, but I don't believe a lot of Seventh-day Adventists said because I don't think it's biblical. First off, I'm not a vegetarian. Hey, good for you. But the Bible doesn't tell me I can't eat meat. I'm not a pacifist. I'll defend my family. And I don't believe Sunday's the mark of the beast. It doesn't fit Scripture. If it did, the mark of the beast has lasted for 2,000 years almost. That isn't Bible at all. But that's beside the point. The point of it is this. We've been deceived almost every way we've turned in this country and in the churches by false teachings that we thought were true because the elders said they were. Our church doctrine said it was. And somebody wrote it in Sunday school quarterly or Sabbath quarterly. Now, this house is going to be. Every denomination has some truth in it. Seventh-day Adventist, I think, has a lot of good prophecy teaching in a lot of different ways. But I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist. Would not be one. The doctrine is not sound in all directions. I can prove that. That's beside the point. Let's move on. The point I'm trying to make on the whole thing so far is this. We are seeing a culmination of many things coming about to fulfill the Bible. And we're seeing the cowardliness of those who wear the name of Christian above their heads. We see those who are Christians who are afraid to address evil and to call it what it is. We see Christians who vehemently will argue with you and say all kinds of things evil about you because you will not wear a mask or take a jab or whatever. We see those who think they're serving Christ compromise with the so-called authorities of man and being contrary to the laws of God because that's what we do today. That's who we are. We do that because, again, I like electricity in the house. I don't have one, but I have a big screen TV. Well, you know, I got a small one, but you know the great big ones, you know, to watch the football games on. Like I told them on Salem Melody's program today, we was talking about things and how people let things happen. I said, well, now let me just tell you, Melody, West Virginia University beat Pitt State this past Saturday. So everything's fine here in West Virginia. I mean, we won. As long as we have a good ball game on, we can tolerate a lot of stuff, can't we? That's the mindset of Americans as a whole. And God help us also, the church. Now, with all this, and the phone line's open, folks, I'll get phone calls in, I promise you. 844-769-2944. We'll get to Jim and George just a second. Jim, hang in there. But I've said all this to try to make a point that I don't have all the insight that many people have on prophecy. I wasn't given that. I'm given maybe some common sense interpretation, enough to write things and make them clear for individuals to see how this is coming together. That's why we do the Christian Worldview News at our Bible studies. That's why we offer our DVDs of all of our teachings. Some people can't watch them online and don't listen on the phone. But we offer all the teachings I've done over a lot of years on so many different topics, plus Christian Worldview News to tie the prophecies that's happening today into the Bible. A donation of $15 a month, that's 4 hours worth of teachings on DVD or CD, your choice. although I recommend DVD because we do show a lot of things on video. But see, we do that because I want to reach the people with the truth of God's word and not to be arrogant. Somebody told Crystal the other day, well, Pastor Bush like to be famous. And I was told by another gentleman at another talk show said that you're a legend. Well, that I don't know that at all, and I don't really care. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be a legend. I want to be a servant of Christ. I am a nobody. I am nothing without Christ. I am no more worthy of glory than anyone out there. I'm one of the poorest of servants. I fight me every day to do what's right. I have more trouble with me than I do anybody else, including my wife, Marcia Jean. I have situations I fight every day in my flesh, just as Paul did. No, I don't walk perfectly, but I want to. I don't walk in any manner of, gee, I wish everybody's good as I am. I'm not a Pharisee. I don't pray for show. I don't want somebody to look at me and say, how holy are you? I am not holy, except through Christ my Lord. I want to walk holy, because he said, be holy as I'm holy. I want to be like him, but I'm in the flesh. If I've earned respect, then praise God, I'll take the respect. But I don't want any praise. And I appreciate people saying, well, you're famous all the country. I appreciate that. I do. And I hope I am well-known, not because of who I am, but because of what I teach. Many people over the years have said, Pastor Butch, I've listened to you now for 20 years or longer. You never change your message. No, I haven't. The message will not change for eternity. We try to point out evil. We try to warn people this is what's coming. When we tried our best to turn things around in the past, well, we'll go back to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I learned that was a wrong way to pedal. Those are gone. Oh, yeah, you can say what you want to. We'll get them back. Those are gone. We gave up the spirit of those a long time ago. Without the spirit, the letter is dead. Until repentance comes, there'll be no returning back to anything that's moral and right in this country, for individuals or in the nation. I'm not saying that there weren't necessarily something good that a man could do. I'm not saying that at all. But you're flogging a dead horse if you think that's what's going to save this country. Without Christ, there is no hope. Now, I don't know how much clearer I can make this tonight. I really don't. I wish I was intelligent as some people that I listen to on the program, on the broadcast, on our old station. I really do. But, folks, it's just me. Back at the break, I promise to get you phone calls. I really will. 844-769-2944.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back, and the phone lines are full. So if you call in, the line's busy, wait till somebody hangs up and call back right away at 844-769-2944. And I'm going to phone calls here in just a second. I promise I'll get everybody on that. I promise I will. But I just want to, tonight, like I said, just talk with you. I want just you sit down and we'll just chat back and forth. I wish to goodness, like I see every one of you, one-on-one. Yeah, may take a while, I realize that. But one-on-one, sit down in the morning maybe on the front porch or on the back deck and drink a cup of coffee or whatever and just talk about different situations. Pick each other's brain and share, because believe me, folks, I'm just Pastor Butch. If you're coming to see where I live, you'll see that I don't live in a mansion. By any means, not a mansion, but it's a very comfortable home. It's little, but it's warm, it's dry, and I got food in the refrigerator. I have no complaints. I drive two older cars, both of them with 100,000. Well, my car's lacking about 30 miles, have 100,000, and my truck got 129 on it, 128, something like that. But I don't care. I am nothing but a servant of Christ. If you respect me and love me in Christ, I appreciate that. But I'm nothing to be put on a pedestal by any means. I'm a servant, all that I am. All I can do is offer what I have the best way I know how and try to help you understand things. And I'm telling you this, and they'll get the phone calls. Folks, it's going to get a whole lot worse. Matter of fact, a hell of a lot worse. Psalms 9:17 says so. A hell of a lot worse than it is right now. Prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically. That's why we offer Numana Foods on here. It's seen by Mason Store with Foods. That's why we talk about how Miller Sutrum on the page for this shortwave shortwave program for me every night. She pays for the shortwave we're on. And I talked about her because she offers some help also. I know it's helped me tremendously because back in the 90s, I started buying a little bit of precious metals when I could. If I hadn't, I would have still been paying for my house. That's how much it blessed me. So I offer what helped me. Common sense solutions that may get you through for a little while longer without having family suffer so long. Let's go to the phone lines like a promise. Let's go first to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. listen, I started to go into about how we've got all these. I've got a new partner at work who said that I told him that the British missiles may have sank a Russian submarine and a landing ship the other day, and he said he didn't give a blankety blank. And okay, all right. We've got a girl at work that will not ride with me because I think I listen to conservative talk radio, and I think she got a dose of Sean Hannity the last time she rode with me, and now I'm the toxic masculine guy. I won't even go to you about the paramedic that has the pentagram tattoo on his arm. Okay.
No, man.
But maybe we're looking at this from the wrong angle. Maybe we need to just step back and get our own houses in order and just let this stuff go. I mean, do we want this stuff to blow when we're? I mean, we ain't getting any younger. What do we want it to blow when we're 80 years old, or would we rather blow when we're 70? I mean, you know, I'm 63.
I know what you're saying. I just turned 75, Jim. I know exactly what you're saying, but we're here to be witnesses. We're here to expose evil. That's the only reason we're on this earth now. We're not here to prepare ourselves. We should prepare ourselves, but we're not here just to sit back and do nothing. We're here to expose evil and warn others.
Pastor Butch, I put out 3 chick tracks in the area where they get the keys and their narcotics at this frequented by the crews. They were there the next morning. You know, chick tracks, little Bible tracks.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about,
I put 3 of them out there. They were there the next morning, the next evening. Okay. You know, I rode with one girl the other night that I was talking about cooking, and she said, yeah, her and her wife like to cook.
Did you hear that?
Okay.
I heard that. Yes.
These people aren't going to listen to us.
Well, that's beside the point. I mean, remember, Jim, they didn't listen. They didn't listen to Christ either. They crucified him.
Yeah, they did. Well, that's my 2 cents. I mean, I don't have any answers for you other than that.
Well, the only answer is be faithful. That's the only answer there is faithfulness. I mean, you know the old song, trust and obey. There's no other way. That's all we're required to do is trust and obey.
All right. I'll see you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, he's still like it was. He lives in a world situation where he's not appreciated. If you walk in Christ, you're going to find that you're not appreciated in a lot of places. But that doesn't change our duty at all. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hey, Matt.
This week, the United Nations are all meeting in New York, and but Bill Clinton, he's got what you call the Clinton Global Initiative, and they had a meeting today. They started it today, and guess who's his guest was. Pope Francis.
Uh-huh.
And you know what they're talking about? World peace, how to fix global warming and all that stuff. But these two guys, I've been watching, I was saved in 1995, and I saw a picture of Bill Clinton on a wall, and I just really believe that still small voice of God told me, this man is it. And I've been watching him for 28 years. And sometimes he just fades off, but then he comes back. So these two men, I know they're both evil, but they're the ones to watch right now. They're in position to be the Antichrist and the false prophet. I may be wrong, but these guys, watch these two individuals from here on out, because they're in position. And so Clinton's with the Rockefellers and all that stuff, and so these two are the ones to watch right now. So I thought I'd share that with you.
Well,
and
I appreciate
your audience
that
tonight.
You know, and I heard someone one time say they may not be the ones, but they'll do till the real ones get here anyway. I mean,
if they're not the ones, the one that comes is going to be just like them, because they're both communist.
Yeah. They are
communist. Bill Clinton is a homegrown communist, and this Pope, he's a communist over in Argentina. So, and he was set up. So these two are the ones to watch right now. And so, anyway, I thought that I'd share that with you, Pastor.
Well, thank you, Matt. Bobby, thank you for all you do, too. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You too. You too,
okay,
sir.
Okay, bye-bye. Right. You know, folks, this is what this is all about. We're having a conversation tonight. You don't agree with the thing we're saying. We're having a conversation. This is when I have the chance to do this kind of broadcast. No guests, nothing specific on mine. I really enjoy our chats. This is a chat. You know, we're sharpening each other's minds as iron sharpeneth iron. We want to sharpen each other's countenance. We want to learn together. We may be wrong on some issues, but we're sharing our hearts and minds. Let's go next to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, welcome. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, I don't believe Sunday's the mark of the beast either. I believe the mark of the beast will be tied into a digital currency or some type of digital ID where you can't buy or sell. But there's two salvation tests in Revelation 13 and 14. Worshipping the beast is also, you're going to lose your soul for worshipping the beast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Sabbath is one commandment dealing with worship. It points to God as being creator. And the first angel's message, Revelation 14:7, it says, it goes with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. That's verbatim out of the Sabbath commandment, Exodus 20, verse 11. 6 days he made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and rested the seventh day. And the papacy, they brag that they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. They consider that a mark of their authority. And Pope Francis is one of the leading proponents of climate change. He came out with a 250-page encyclical in 2015 called Laudato Si, all about climate change. And what they're going to do is they're going to have an environmental Sabbath. They're going to shut things down on Sunday. The International Environmental Agency calls for car-free Sundays to mitigate the global oil supply crisis. Sunday's the mark of the papacy, and the papacy is going to be running this world. I believe they're the great harlot in Revelation 17, running this world at the end of time. And that's a mark of their authority, friends. Sunday ain't the Sabbath day. It's the first day of the week. Saturday is the Sabbath day. And it's binding on all mankind. And this first angel's message is a call for people to come back and worship God as creator. And the seventh-day Sabbath every week on Saturday points to God as creator. 6 days he made or created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters and rested the seventh day. It's going to be a major, major issue. You believe it. And the saints keep the commandments of God, all 10 of them, not just 9 of them. It's going to be a very serious issue in the end times. I thought I'd share that with you.
All right. Good point. Good way to put it. I appreciate it, Bruce. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Revelation 14:7.
Okay.
Worship is going to be involved.
Amen. Of course it will. Yeah, absolutely will. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Bruce. You know, and along with what Bruce was saying, I heard people say, well, Saturdays are not necessarily the Sabbath. A Sabbath can fall on different days. It depends on the moons and all that. And I don't know. That's way above my pay grade. So you have to go by the moon what day is the Sabbath or not. It's way above my pay grade. But I know that the seventh day is not Sunday. But that's beside the point. We'll move on from that. Let's go to Chris, Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor Butch. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Oh, great. You're doing an excellent introduction from the beginning of the hour. This is so true. We got to get our faith up because people are just thinking nothing's wrong, everything's fine. They're watching their Netflix, their sports, and they're obeying what the TV news is telling them. That's what the problem is. And when things happen where there's no food, they're going to be looking for you. Because I talked to some farmers over the weekend are concerned about these corporations that want to buy up the land and put up all these types of new modern living. You know what it is. It's the 15-minute cities they're trying to push.
Of course.
They're absolutely doing this. And like you said, get storable food, get healthy, and keep the faith. And a day by day, you know, some people I've talked to think I'm crazy. They walked away from me. That's, you know, you can't do much about that, but I'll pray for them because then when things happen, they're going to wonder what I was talking about because they will be looking for something else. And you know, they were right. What happened to me? You're in a limbo. That's why it's important what we're saying. We're doing this out of love. We're warning you. This is real. Ephesians 6:12 talks about the New World Order. It's right there. We're there. That's what the United Nations is, like the last caller was talking about. That's what they are. They want to control us. The electric cars are nothing but Big Brother cars. They track everything you do, and you get radiation from 5G from those cars, by the way. They're not healthy to be in. I've heard reports about that. So they just want to have a population reduction to control us and eliminate us. Until we take a stand, they fear the strong person in Christ, Butch. That's what these Antichrist globalists fear, is the strong Christian.
I agree, because true believers aren't afraid of death, and that's what scares them. Because if they can't get people afraid of death, then they can put them in cages, and that's what the problem is. They don't like it for that reason. Anything else you want to say, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to keep in prayer for people I know that are totally lost, and they just, I know who they are, and I'm trying to warn them, but they walk in fear. And you know they're in the flesh. They, you know how they get fearful and shaky, and you know that's fear in the flesh.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm trying to help them, warn them that the really bad times are coming because they've been so brainwashed that, you know, they're told that everything is fine.
Well, all I can say is, Chris, be patient and keep trying until you realize you're casting your pearl before swine. I mean, you realize that, shake the dust off, move on is all you can do.
That's what I, if God tells me to move on, I will.
Amen.
And I just want to thank all your callers out there and pray for this nation, because stay in the faith, get prepared, stay healthy, and get new manna foods, because I'm starting to see bare shelves at the stores.
Already, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll get some phone lines open, 844-769-2944. Let's go to our sister Jan out in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Pastor.
Yes.
That's good news about your son, Patrick.
Well, thank you.
God said yes, huh?
Yes, he did.
That's true. I tell people, you know, I'm probably one of the most dangerous people in the country. I have me to take care of. Everybody else I know can take care of themselves. And I have God watching me. And I'm not afraid to go up. If you come after me, be prepared. Make sure that when you're done, I'm not here anymore. The physical is gone. Because if I get up, you're going to be sorry.
Yep,
I got up.
You. Yep.
That would
yep.
be righteous anger then.
And that's the way
that
you look at it.
That would be righteous anger.
I carry a gun everywhere I go. I have a gun in my pocket and hip all the time, and I will shoot back. I just make that simple. Go ahead.
You have the right to defend yourself.
A duty. Did you ever stop and think, Jan?
A duty to defend.
You know, suicide's a sin. You know that. Suicide's a sin of hell. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't defend yourself
Absolutely.
Or your family, you commit suicide.
Yeah.
Just that easy.
Yep. This is true.
Now, I'm not saying there's some circumstances where maybe you can't. But if you can, if God allows you to get to where you can protect yourself, you better do that. That's his will.
That's right. And that's what we're supposed to be doing this. We're supposed to be getting ready for the exact end. We're supposed to be ready, like the ladies, the virgins, the ones that were prepared. And when the others came to them, they didn't say, oh, we don't have any oil. They didn't say, we'll share ours. But they tell them, go and get some.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
All righty.
Get ready. If all you can do is buy extra cans of soup or just, you know, I would say rice, but rice, I guess, is starting to get really short. And all the major, the three top major producers of it, India, Thailand, and Vietnam, have the Indian Thailand stopped exporting, and Philippines has got a 5-year contract with Vietnam for their extra.
Wow.
So, I don't know, if you can get rice now, go ahead. Everything is getting short. And the canned goods, they are out of the CO2 that they use to seal. That's the reason all this lettuce and stuff is going bad in the package. No CO2 to blow out get the air out of the bags.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they blow the air out. They're using the CO2, they use, of all things, vinegar in the canned goods and stuff like that. They're using the food grade stuff for the industrial.
Okay.
Because they're all oil byproducts. All these other chemicals that they use are all oil products, oil byproducts.
Yep.
And they're short of oil.
And their oil byproducts can be poison too. But good call, Jan. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Okay. I'm glad. And don't worry, guys. God's got us. If
Amen.
We listen to him, we do what he tells us to do, we'll be all right. We'll trust and obey. Fine.
Trust and obey.
Okay. God bless
Thank
you, Pastor.
Thank you, Jan. God bless you, sweetheart. Folks, we're done in the last few minutes. If you want to call, you better hurry. Line's open now. 844-769-2944. Now, I'm going to share with you something now that's always unpleasant, but I got to share anyway. If you listen to the Power Hour, you know that they've had to cut off shortwave because of finances. You know that. And I can understand that totally because of finances. I truly can. Now, we don't intend to cut off shortwave now because Melody Seastrom is paying for our shortwave right now. 7115 is paid for by Melody, or 6115 is paid for Melody Seastrom. The one at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 3215, we pay for that one. But our finances are getting down to the point we got to make some decisions, and I'm trying to make the right ones. We know we're wanting to go on Roku and do this on Internet. We can watch us. I was do the broadcast. We can watch us, you know, live. People want to see that. We're buying material for it right now. Spend the money that I hope we have to spare to buy the green screens and the microphones and all that stuff. We're doing our best setup for that. But we're hurting financially, and I hate to say that because y'all are hurting too. And I don't know what else to say except we are struggling to keep it going here. And it's getting tougher every month for all of us. Financially, I know it is. Our bills keep going up just like yours does. So I don't mention this, and please don't feel bad if you can't help. Please pray a sincere prayer that we'll know what to do and how to do it. There's situations in my personal life here that are starting to kind of put a crippling move on also as far as being able to go places and do things. And I'll maybe one day explain to you a little more on that, but we need your prayers. No matter who you are, we live in the flesh, we live in the world, we all have a lot of the same problems, financial problems, health problems, whatever it may be. And I'm facing things now I never faced before in the family as far as health situations that may slow things down considerably if God didn't intervene. But right now the financial situation is the biggest one. I'm not asking you all to do anything you can't do, and please don't. Don't hurt yourselves. I ask if you can, if you can do it and you feel led to and you have the other money that you can do it with, help us keep the lights on. We appreciate that. And I pray, folks, that we're a blessing to you every night. I pray that. I know that I don't pray out loud much on the air because I do it before going to radio. I don't have to pray before men, if y'all know that we do pray. But I just ask for a direction and prayer that I will do the right things at the right time, make the right decisions to further this ministry for the glory of God, not for me. I don't know which way he's going to take us or how he's going to take us or how he's going to help us get through the situations that I'm facing right now that I don't have the answer for right now. I've sought consultation on different things, and truly in a couple of the situations, there are really no answers except God's intervention. I don't know how else to put this except we love you. I want our Father's will be done in all of our lives. But financially, folks, it's just getting tougher and tougher. And if we're not from Elliott's Houston right now, I don't know that we could be on the shortwave this hour. We'd have to drop one of them, this one or one 111, one or the other. And I understand what Power Hour is going through, along with Pastor Chuck, Chris Barr, and all of them going through a lot of the same thing. So this isn't anything new, except it's one of Satan's ways to rob God's people, to keep them so broken, so tight, they really can't do much to help ministries keep the lights on. I know that's part of the plan. I know it is. You do too. He wants to fill Amos 8:11, where there'll be a famine in the land for the Word of God. And folks, it's already here. That famine for the Word of God is already here. You're not going to find the Word of God preached too many different places today. You're not. You're not going to find too many preachers on the radios, shortwave, anywhere else that preaches the Bible just like it's written. But that's just the way it is. He said there'll be a famine in the land, not for food and water, although that's coming too, but for the Word of God. And he wants to silence all the, Satan wants to silence all the ones he can that try to make a difference. The glory of our Father in heaven, trying to help our children have a future in this country. And right now, I don't see much happening except getting worse. But that, listen, that's not the point. The point is, we do all we can for his glory. Let him decide which way things go. He's still God. He is still sovereign and rules in the affairs of men. His blessings are still blessings. His cursing is still cursings. If you can help us a little bit, we'd appreciate it. If you can't, do what's most important. Pray for us. I need direction in my heart and mind also, folks, for a lot of reasons, not just the ministry, although they all tie in that. They all tie together. But other situations that I have to learn to work with and how to figure out and what to do. I'm really a man, a 75-year-older man, but I'm trying to do what's right, okay? Well, Grace God, I'll see you tomorrow night with Daniel Brigman. Y'all have a great night. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.